Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 52, which is a composite of Lessons 6 through 10 in the workbook for students, the focus is on our past thoughts and the things that we see. If you could recognize right now that the problem that you are facing, your largest concern, let's imagine putting it right in front of you right now, with all of the context and the details and the color and the imagery, imagine that your problem could be presented right in front of you. The way that it got there is it is a projection of your past thoughts and judgments. It's almost like you're walking on a timeline throughout life, and every thought that you have, whether it's a fearful thought or a peaceful thought, is projecting in front of you like an arrow into the sky. So this thought that you are having is presenting itself on the timeline in front of you at a future time and place. What you are looking at right now in terms of your problem is a combination of thoughts that you have shot out for yourself from the past. I call it squeezing the ketchup bottle. That when we go into fear or worry or distress, or even if we take on another person's fear, we actually squeeze the ketchup bottle, which means that we will see that ketchup in front of us on the timeline. What you are looking at right now in the form of your problem is simply the ketchup from your ketchup bottle. It is the consequence of a misperception. And if you really think about this, it's actually moot. It's actually meaningless. If you have a misunderstanding and then you make an action based on a misunderstanding, isn't that action and experience corrected once you realize that the misunderstanding never occurred? In truth, you cannot be anything less than whole, happy, healthy, and abundant. If you are experiencing anything less than this, you have a misperception, and that misperception is a belief you are carrying in your mind. And that misperception is now presenting itself in front of you as an experience. Today, let's not validate the picture we see or the experience we are in. We will not use that to validate our misperception. Dear God, today we turn our misperceptions over to you. Please heal the part of our mind that ever thought we could be lacking or sick or without the help that we need. We are willing to give you this very beautiful space today in our mind, in this present moment, that you could heal our thoughts and let the truth return to our mind. And as we receive and know what is true, we will produce in front of us the beautiful effects of that knowing. Thank you in advance for a miraculous day. We are willing to make space for fantastic miracles and shifts in our lives. In gratitude we rest, because your certainty is sufficient.